Hey, this is Hank III, the king of the hillbillies. You're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Blag the Ripper.
It's Blag the Ripper live and in concert with my main man, Mike Routier. Mike, how are you feeling this week?
Simply fantastic as always, Blag. So good to be here. Now, you just got back from jaunting up and down the West Coast doing the Halloween tour.
It was pretty creepy. It was pretty wild. I saw a guy dressed like that band Ghost. That scared me more than anything.
Band Ghost.
People even listen to them.
I'm not hip to Ghost.
See, man, we'll save that for another week this week.
We're going to do an all Ghost special.
Hank III.
Ooh,
my
now talk
friend.
About a ghost to a ghost.
He has, if was that not a perfect segue? The man has four new records, including Ghost to a Ghost.
Do it on the Mallard, fuck ace.
He's going country. Wait, the Mallard? The morning Mallard?
Stay on track here,
Hank
Blag.
Hank III. Got the new country records out. It's a double record following his breakup from Curb Records. He's got his Cattle Calling record.
That is a weird record. Three Bar Ranch, man. That is wild.
Attention Deficit Domination.
Oh,
is heavy
that.
Metal sludge.
Melvin's creeping in on his style right there.
The man is all over the map. You're going to love this. We spoke to Hank III this week. Of course, we got the regular features. It Came from the Garage,
oh,
Globetrotter,
so goddamn scary.
And a cast of thousands. We are occupying your eardrums. They're out in the street, Mike. They are beating them. They are knocking them down with tear gas in the streets. But we are occupying the motherfucking airwaves.
That's right. Week after week, year after year, we're bringing it to the 99 percentile, Blag.
That's right, man.
The few people that understand us in this goddamn country.
There's only 99 people total listening to this fucking show. That's why we're destroying them on radio.
Like you want!
Well, some say I'm not country, and that's just fine with me. Cause I don't wanna be country with some fuckhead looking over at me. And they say that I'm ill-mannered and I'm gonna self-destruct. But if you know what I'm thinking, you'll know that pop country really sucks. So I'm here to put the dick in Dixie and the cult back in country. Cause the kind of country I hear nowadays is a bunch of fucking shit to me. They say that but if you know what I'm thinking, you'll know the pop culture really
cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Said, yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dider carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a half past nine, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Hopped and he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge commence to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget today I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Well, it's 40 below and I don't give a fuck. Got a heater in my truck and I'm off to the rodeo. And it's Alabama left and Alabama right. Come on, you fucking let me get your right step right. Get off stage, you goddamn kook, you know. You piss me off, you fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with his pecker in his hand. He's a one ball man and he's off to the rodeo. Alabama left and Alabama right. Come on, you fucking let me get your right step right. Get off stage, goddamn goof, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. And I don't give a fuck cause I'm off the rodeo. Alabama left and Alabama right. Come on, you fucking let me get your right step right. Get off stage, goddamn kook, you know. You piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with his pecker in his hand. He's a one ball man and he's off the rodeo. Step right, get off stage, goddamn good, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on my nerves.
Hi, I'm Annie Randall. Won't you make sure to watch Hee Haw this week, right here on this channel? I sure would like to spend a happy hour with you.
almighty.
Theme.
Yeehaw,
oh,
right
hee-haw.
There.
That's right. Well, one of the things. It's a some country call. Hee-haw theme song right there from Jesus Christ Superfly. Show and Tell, a stormy remembrance to the TV theme songs from 2003. Gary Lee and the Showdown. Before that, the rodeo song. Some Canadian country coming to you. Welcome to the rodeo right there.
Canada is a country, Mike, despite what a lot of people have to say about it.
It is not, Blag. Canada they is have a you fully drinking the Kool-Aid, country. Huh? Well, let me tell you
well,
what really
maple,
is.
The maple Kool-Aid.
Johnny Cash before that, Cocaine Blues. That's one that Hank 3 has co-opted into his it's a set regular. Johnny Cash live at Folsom Prison. Might have heard of that one. 1968. Before that, we started things
Johnny
off with
Cash.
Hank.
He's like the Rick James of country, Mike.
And you how know, is that, Blag?
There. Well, he's in there with that Coke. He's not fronting.
No.
He's like.
It's right out in front.
He's like Sly Stone out there. You know what I mean?
He likes
he's
the
in
pills.
The Winnebago of doom.
Yeah. That's why we love Johnny Cash.
Cage.
That's how you got to say it. Hank Williams III before that Dick in Dixie Cunt in country. That's a live one from the Turf Club, St. Paul, Minnesota. Back in 2002, Blag. And that gets us up to date. That's a little mantra there from Hank Williams laying his whole manifesto out for you with that
he
song.
He does have a manifesto. A lot of people don't realize that. I've been
creepy,
in the man's
really.
Proximity, but I've never actually gotten to sit down with him until this week. So we heard some fascinating
Blag,
stuff.
Screw that. Let's take a vacation.
Shall we?
Globetrotter. Spanning the 9 continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter.
Mike, where are we traveling to this week? Who's occupying your thoughts?
We are going back to Africa, my friend, where it all began with Power Age, an 80s punk band. This one's called Waiting for the War from their 1987 7-inch. Blag, it's going to blow your mind.
Blow me.
Skies, beautiful day, lovely weather, such a joy. Bleak future, blank faces. Animals tortured, humans too. Joy.
Check that out. The Residents' take on a Hank Williams classic, Ramblin' Man, right there from their Stars and Hank Forever composition series. Gotta love The Residents. SF staples since 1974.
The great, mysterious, unknown,
who
unknowable.
Are they? I don't
residents.
Know who they are.
They? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I could be one. You could be one.
I mean, sure, I've done tweak with some.
But oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. That doesn't mean that they actually exist.
No, I don't even think their residents actually exist. It's just a bunch of people with weird masks. But Ramblin' Man right there, that's one of my favorite releases from those guys. That Hank side of that Stars and Hank Forever is all good. Check it out. Power Age before that, Waiting for the War. Originally recorded in 1984, not released till 1987. That was our Globetrotter of the Week, all the way from South Africa, coming out as part of a documentary of African punk. They're highlighted in this African punk documentary that's coming out. So we will be featuring tons of punk coming out of Africa.
I've never heard of any African punk.
Well, you have now.
I guess there had to be some.
Power Age right there, man.
Oh, right on.
Right out of the 80s. That's actually where punk originated, man. You know, if you go down there to the Ethiopian Rift Gorge.
You pull out your Encyclopedia Rocktanica, you'll find out that it all started right
there. It
all
goes back there. Actually, where it all started was in country. That's the roots, man. So we're going to talk to Hank 3 about his country roots and how he brought it into punk.
Yeah,
that's right, Hank.
All right, so we're going to squeeze a little bit of this and a little bit of that in the little bit of time we got. So we're going to start things off with a little smoking song. Just a hillbilly hellraiser trying to kill my time. smoke and a whole lot of wine. Well, I won't find this gal. I thought she'd be my bride, but then she had to leave my ass for that other guy. And now I'm drinking, drugging, having lots of fun. I always carry around my loaded shotgun. If I think I'm gonna have a bad time, I've got a little bit of smoke and a whole lot.
That was a little bit of smoke from Hank 3. And, of course, I have here on the line with me the man himself, Hank 3. Welcome to Radio Like You Want.
Thanks for having me, man. Coming to you straight out of East Tennessee.
I'll tell you what. You're fully country. Am I right?
Well, I it's hard for me to change. You know, I'm just born and raised in Tennessee. And so, yeah, I mean, I stick to my roots. That's true. But, you know, there's a lot of different scenes going on in Nashville.
And what's changed out there? What's the new vibe? Is it just that we can get Hootie and the Blowfish on the country chart now, or is there like a musical shift out there?
Well, I mean, if there is a musical shift, it's because everyone has the technology to kind of do it themselves. There's a lot more studios that's in people's houses now, and the technology is just giving the musicians a chance to do something on their own outside of the lawyers. It's given the musicians a chance to be in charge of what they do a little bit more.
You just started Hank 3 Records, which gives you a chance to be in charge of your whole production. So how is that different? I know you were on Curb for many years, and now you're doing it yourself with your own label. Do you find it's kind of a DIY punk rock approach to country music and all the different genres you do? How's it working?
Not much has changed aside from now I can finally sell my own CD at my own show. I haven't been able to sell my own product in 17 years, 18 years of doing shows because I refused to sell Curb's records. So
wow.
that's a good thing for me to be able to finally sell my own CD to a fan. That's huge in itself.
Isn't that a statement about how crazy the record business is, that an artist couldn't sell his own record to his own fans?
Well, I mean, but that goes to show how I stuck to my guns and I was touring to tour. I wasn't touring around a record, and I still just basically tour to tour. All the years I was on Curb Record, I never took money from Curb to go out there and pay for the bus or any of that stuff. I was always fronting my live show myself. So as far as running my own record label, it's not that much different. It's just a couple of other things. I now have creative freedom, and I don't have to go through three or four lawyers to sing on a song.
Wow, well, it sounds like you're a latter-day DIY punk rocker, almost trapped in the skin of a great country artist, Hank, but you've also branched out and gone into so many different genres of music, and I want to hit on some of that, but before we do, I want to play this track that you did with Tom Waits called Fade and Moon. Tell me what it was like to play with Tom.
Getting to know him over the years had a lot to do with it. I think he respected the work ethic and how I was there for the long haul. I took the hard road aside from the easy road, but him and his family were very awesome to work with. You know, they did it on a handshake and they did it out of respect. And he felt more comfortable with the pushbox accordion sound. And to be a country artist and to have someone like the caliber of Tom Waits stepping in on a country record was, you know, one of my highlights.
Well, that crowd is huge. We're going to play this right now. Hank 3, Fade and Mood featuring Tom Waits on Radio Like You Want. Thank you. right, that's Life of Sin, Hank 3. Yet another classic, and I have Hank 3 on the phone with me from Tennessee. Hank, where exactly in Tennessee do you hang your hat? It's not in Nashville. It's a little bit outside, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm written the dream. And I found a good band house where everyone could come in, and I have 12 guys here, and you know, I had to get a home base. But I'm pretty close to downtown. I'm about 10 minutes outside of Nashville. It's a perfect home base for us right now.
Now, I just saw you in Phoenix, and you don't really do it the country way with various pickup guys. You got a band that you like to work with that you pull out, and they do double duty sometimes, don't they? It's not just your country sound, but also your thrash sound, your metal sound. How did you find guys that really understood the Hank 3 mentality and didn't come out of that cookie cutter session guy thing that they so often do in Nashville?
Well, most people think, oh, I'm going to work with Hank 3, I'm going to be wasted all the time, and it's going to be an easy gig. Well, unfortunately, it's one of the hardest gigs out there in show business, because I'm pushing you every night to another limit, especially if you're a drummer. you know, my drummer, Sean McWilliams, he's back there on the kit for an hour and a half of country, then he's playing 20 minutes of Hellbilly, and then he's pulling another 50 minutes on the doom sound. My fiddle player has a little break, and during Three Bar Ranch, he puts down the fiddle and comes back at the end of the night, helps us finish off everything with the cattle calling. My mentality has always been, if you're not having fun no more, you just got to let me know.
Uh-huh. The new country record, Ghost to a Ghost, this one, it's so hard to explain. I almost find myself tongue-tied. It's like, it's country music, but it has a very haunting quality this time around. You never take the easy way out or grab a sound that's just kind of out there in the ether. There's always something new. But this Three Bar Ranch cattle calling record is one of the strangest things I've heard. Describe it for our listeners a little bit. How did you come up with this?
Well, I mean, I've always been fascinated by the auctioneer's chant, and their chant is what they do when they bid or when they're selling cattle. I thought that the speed of the auctioneer and the speed of some hard rock and a little bit of heavy metal would be a good fit. And for me, it's a very frantic, anxiety-filled record. You know, not everybody's going to understand it. Not everybody's going to get it. You know, a record like that's supposed to be for the select few. You know, it's just a lot of different sounds coming together. But in general, it pushed me to a whole nother level as a musician, playing the drums, playing the guitar, recording it, getting on the phone with all those auctioneers and trying to tell them, you're not going to like the music, you're not going to understand it, but you got to know I'm not making fun of your industry. And that was a hard thing to make happen. Over 50% of the auctioneers I wanted to use pulled out on me. So
just because they got cold feet, they thought it wouldn't reflect well on their reputation?
Well, most of those guys, they're older men. They're set in their ways. Most of them don't drink, don't cuss, and are very straight-laced. And when you pull up a read on myself, there might be a lot of things that they don't agree with.
Right.
I can understand that. But when I say there's no cussing on this record, and on the very end of that album, that's because some of the guys that I used asked me, is there going to be any cussing on this record? Well, if I get to use your chant, no, there won't be, you know, so... I had to do a lot of work, a lot of groundwork, just getting some of the guys on it. Tim Dowler, out of Canada, he didn't question me. He said, go for it. I can't wait to hear it. Have some fun, and I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, all right. It's the Three Bar Ranch, Hank 3 on Radio Like You Want.
$9.75, sir, try it on for size. $1.95 down here, about my stepfather and life. He used to get fucked up and fucking say, give me the keys to your fucking car, boy. Simple as that. It's called, I gotta buy my paw a truck.
Back with Hank 3 on Radio Like You Want, and we are talking about doom music. We're talking thrash, we're talking doom. Hank is the only country artist, in my humble estimation, who has taken on all of these worlds. Tell me, Hank, about the attention deficit domination record, and there's so many influences in here. I'm detecting some Layne Staley, some Sleep. Tell me where it comes from.
Well, A, I've been playing fast for so many years, it felt good to slow down and feel, you know, what it's like to push some air. And I also wanted to take some people, if you're seeing my live show, through a lot of different moods. So in the middle of the set, it gets kind of weird and kind of strange, but I've always been a fan of bands like the Melvins and Sleep. You know, the live gear that I'm playing through is all of Sleep's gear that was used on the Jerusalem and Dope Smoke, though it's an honor to have that stuff breathing again up there. So playing the ADD stuff feels good, slowing down. My vocal style on that record is definitely dedicated to Layne Staley. I put the whole record out, you know, in his memory because he was such a powerful singer and such an inspiration for me when I was just starting off and trying to figure out how to get my own voice.
Layne Staley, of course, from Alice in Chains, but you've also worked with the Jesus Lizard. You've worked with guys from Pantera. You work with Danzig, so you're not joking around here in the metal realms, Hank. I mean, you're really trying for the ultimate three-way here. It's somewhere between traditional country music and then a kind of hellbilly genre, and then, you know, this crazy doom thrash stuff with ADD. So you can't be pigeonholed. This is what we love about you here at Radio Like You Want.
Yeah.
wanted to take a minute and talk with you about some crazy stuff that went on recently with your dad when he made an unfortunate metaphor on TV, and it sounded like he was comparing Obama to Hitler. Now, you got to have some kind of take on this.
Well, the big take is, if you're a gun activist or you take guns very serious, you're going to notice that your rights are being taken away more and more, and you're not able to have certain guns or certain kind of ammunition. And that's the kind of guy that he has been. And it's really, it doesn't matter if it's the guy that used to fight in Vietnam or if it's someone like Hank Jr., it's getting pretty frustrating. And I would say those are the reasons that he said what he said.
So you feel like it basically comes from a feeling that the government is trying to step in and take people's guns away?
That's where a lot of it comes from. Basically, because I know how serious he is about his right to bear arms, that's the main reason why. I myself have never been into the political game that much.
You're too busy laying out sound, Hank, and that's to our benefit. You are coming out with some of the most interesting, challenging, and wild music of any artists I know. Forget genre, you just can't be penned in by this stuff. You're coming up with new stuff all the time. What's on the horizon for Hank 3? Is there a fourth genre that's looming now that you're going to conquer anytime soon?
And who knows what's going to happen, but since I am a diverse musician, no telling what's around the corner.
Well, Hank, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We love you. Hank the Third, ladies and gentlemen, Hank 3. Check out all the new records, whether you're thrash, whether you're doom, whether you're cattle calling, whether you are straight up country, or whether you are hellbilly. This man, Hank 3, a rock legend. Thank you, Hank.
You got it.
Wrapping it up there with his Attention Deficit Domination. That's his latest sludge doom record. And wow, Blag, what a fantastic interview you did with him this week. I can't tell you.
You know how we do,
Mike. I learned
Mike.
So much.
We get in there and we plumb the depths of these sick and depraved artists that we talk to week after week.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, it happened again this week. And in between the interviews, stuff we heard there, we heard In the Camouflage, that last track was called, from the Attention Deficit Domination, his one of his three latest releases. Before that, Gotta Buy Paw a Truck, or as it's now known, Redneck Ride, that first came out on his self-release Bootleg Number 3. And we heard Black Cow before that, featuring Tom Dowley of he's the Cattle Caller from that one, Three Bar Ranch. Cattle Calling is the name of that record.
That is country hip-hop, Mike.
That is crazy. Yeah, because the whole cadence of the auctioneer.
We've created a new thing, crip hop. You know what I mean?
I think the Crips already invented that.
I'll go out here on the street, here in the ghetto where we broadcast from, and I'll just announce, hey, crip hop. That's where I'm at.
Why don't you leave your wallet behind while you do that?
Should I?
Okay. And fill out this will first.
Should I smile and show off my grill?
Yeah,
dude. You know, we do broadcast live from San Francisco,
that's
Mike.
Right.
I think we don't
few
remind people
realize that
often enough. And from the ghetto, we're not over in Pacific Heights doing this shit,
this is,
man.
The worst. Town, the worst part of town.
We are in Kapoo territory.
I have a plan to get this back in order. I have a plan
Why don't
laid
you
out.
Tell me all about
all right,
it.
Step
Mike.
One. Oh, what the hell?
Oh man, the wolves are at the door, Mike. With Halloween right behind us,
gee.
It came
from the garage.
Oh,
so
man.
Goddamn scary. What we got this week, Blake?
We are going all the way to Los Angeles. This was a band called The Human Expression, Destroying Minds, 1966.
The light of the sunrise, yes. I hate to think what went on in here. Reassemble my shattered mind before the eyes of another kind. A ton of tales I found, but they just can't be found. Decorations from the past create sound. thought remained. Look in the mirror, see the image stares at me. Alternatives I found, but they just can't be found. Differentiations from the past create an optical sound. From the cast create an optical sound.
This particular track on the CD was performed by Hank Williams III. Okay. Now, for some of you, that might go right over your head. So what you do is you reach up and you go, Hank Williams? Yes, Hank Williams. The name of the song is No Values.
I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. But God doesn't give you. So why don't you just go away? I've got no values. I might as well play away. Losing a whore and a quarter. While we float into the hills. Out get satisfaction. If I destroy everything you built. I've got no values. Nothing to say. I've got no values. I might as well play away. Don't you try pacification. Work. I might try some annihilation. I rub your cute face right in the dirt. I got no values, nothing to say. I got no values, I might as well blow you away. Don't you try pretending. Telling me it's alright. I might just destroy.
You're dirt, Terry. He'd never touch you. Don't you call me dirt. I'll show you how dirt operates on a respectable guy.
Neglected by your mama, abandoned by your dad, molested by your uncle, girl, your story's really sad. You had eating disorders, you got skinny, you got fat. Watch your older brother decapitate your cat. You're an all-American, all-American girl. Dugout floor, then you tried your hand at football, stacked the quarterback, drinking beer and smoking dope and lying on your back. You're an all-American, all-American girl. Got a fake ID when you were just 16, discovered rock and roll, became backstage groupie queen, rode in on the fans on every member of the band, said you only get it while you can. Got a fake ID when you were just 16. Discovered rock and roll, became a backstage.
gonna get it while you can. Well, I put too much living, been showing in your face, but you just keep on cheating and repeating your mistakes. You love them and you leave them, don't even know their name. Life is one big party, I love you a game too. All-American, all-American girl. You're looking pretty sick, girl, no, you don't look too well. Your eyes are sunk from all that junk, you're on your way to hell. Just back from the clinic, they're positive you're done. Guess it doesn't matter, long as you had fun. You're an all-American, all-American girl. You're just an all-American, all-American girl.
Everybody, if you got what it takes, cause I'm Curtis Blow and I want you to know that these are the breaks. Breaks in a bus, breaks on a car, breaks to make you a superstar, breaks to win and breaks to lose, but these here breaks rock your shoes. And these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Another man,
that's the breaks,
and she runs off to them to Japan,
that's the breaks.
And the IRS says they want to chat.
She runs off to Japan, and like it's Curtis Blow. I'm telling you what, Curtis Blow there, the breaks, that's the breaks, them's the breaks. I don't know, Mike, I can't even remember anymore. What a sick show. Hank 3, we got to thank you for coming in, talking to us here on Radio Like You Want. Mike, what else did we hear in that set?
Well, before that, we heard Angry Johnny and the Killbillies, All American Girl from the What's So Funny release, 1998. Roland's Band in there featuring Hank 3 on vocals. No Values from the Rise Above, 24 Black Flag songs. And before that, the Human Expression, our It Came From the Garage of the Week, Optical Sound from the Optical Sounds, 7-inch 1967. Blag, how do they find out about what we've got going down?
I'll tell you what, you can go on the interweb. It's a series of tubes, radiolikeyouwant.com. You can download all your past fave shows. You can download this show. You can call us, 415-315-9662, representing for Northern California and all across the globe. You got to call in, talk shit. You can request for all our special features like Globetrotter, Estrogen OD, It Came From the Garage, and Beyond Radio Like You Want.com, motherfucker.
Zeke and Dave Album coming up in the weeks to come. Another big thanks to Hank 3. Blag, let's break on out of here, motherfucker.
Mover and Pump Radio Cast.com.
Brakes run cold and brakes run hot. Some folks got them and some have not. But these are the brakes. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break down.
Greedy worldwide.